pipes. If you got good beer, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. I
said, here's a couple little tips we might like to relate. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf and I in studio. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Depp?
It's going pretty good, but I got to admit, I envy you.
Oh, man.
Getting to be out on the river this time of year, it's perfect.
It is nice. It's a busy life right now, but it is a blessed one when you get to be out there like
yeah.
I do.
Well, I think most people would look at your situation and you go, oh, man, you've got the ideal setup.
It's not all fun and games, trust me, but there's a lot of fun in those games some days, though.
Well, the other thing, I mean, we were talking a little bit ago. I mean, yes, you're on the river, but this time of year, you're in a boat a lot of time. It's not like you get to cool your heels that often.
No, yeah. I gotta remember to pull over and get myself and my crew cooled off on regular intervals,
yeah,
for sure.
It is warm up there. And so that brings up something I've been wondering about is river level. I look at it. It looks down a little bit. And I'm curious about the temperature, too. What's going on there?
Well, the river is down a bit, but it's kind of leveling at just over 1,000 CFS, and that's down at Pateras that I take that measurement.
Yeah.
Which means it's still a little bit high as far as what we would usually play in the middle of the summer, so it's not like that yet. And so people should use caution when it comes to, being on there in the small crafts, inner tubes, whatever, small kids.
Exactly,
Weak swimmers, but pretty much anybody, because anybody could get that knock on the head that could make it so they can't swim, you know. So just be careful. The water is relatively warm, though, so that's playing into the fishing, you know, being a little bit down in the middle of the day. But it's also been very, very good in the evening, too.
Okay.
So
you were just starting to mention this at the last fishing report of sort of laying off in the middle of the day.
Right.
And so now we're here. Right.
Yeah, it's now time, and it's early. It should be like this in like the third week of July, but we're about 3 weeks ahead, just like we have been consistently this whole season. So I would really just focus on that 5 o'clock in the morning until about 8 or 9.
Okay.
And then again at about 4 o'clock until about 8 or 9. And the best fishing for my client and I last night was between the hours of about 6 and 9:30. We got off the river in the end about 10 o'clock at night, and we got into some phenomenal fish on that float. The best one was on the very last cast, almost in the dark. And way to go, Phil, by the way, shout out. And it was a really great trip. But you really have to just listen to Mother Nature on that one. You can't force it. There's no point in being out all day. You might as well just pull it over.
Yeah.
And put your feet in the water, like you were saying. Get some cold drink and make sure you drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Water, not just the other things. Just take it easy through the middle of the day. Take a little siesta and get back out on it and really focus on the morning and evening.
Well, I want to talk about the different bugs you're using, but before we leave this subject, one of the things that I talk about here are somebody who's just floating the river, maybe tubing the river.
Right.
And one thing that you guys have down pat is river footwear.
Right.
And that's a serious thing. Like you said, the water's still up a little bit. If you do have to put your feet down to get your bearings, you want to be able to be a little bit stuck there. So good footwear is, I think, basic.
I want to tell everybody, there's two things we should not have on the river.
Yeah.
One is glass, and two is flip-flops.
Yeah.
Because the flip-flop run is pretty hard around here, because people wear flip-flops, and that's the worst thing you can wear. They come right off your feet. So wear, like at least sandals, but I wear, because we can here and I'm not going between different systems, I wear felt shoes, and that really helps a lot.
That's the perfect thing. Weren't you wearing flip-flops last year when you beat yourself up chasing the fish downstream? Wasn't that you?
What is it? Do as I say, not as I do.
I'm just saying it's a lesson learned the hard
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And it just it just goes to show I got bloodied up and lumped up for that one. So
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, the fishing is good, though. Think about hitting the tributaries here and going further up, maybe
point.
Hit the Twisp and... just Boulder Creek has been producing some great reports.
Sweet.
Do a little ninja tinkara fishing, sneak behind those rocks, just kind of dab at it. That's a lot of fun. And, I'm really going to be encouraging people to go check out the high mountain lakes here towards the end of the month and the beginning of next month. It's that's just the place to be at this time of the year, because you can get in there and swim. You can lounge around where it's usually just a little bit more extreme conditions. And it's going to be about perfect, mild and moderate and And well, you know, a little on the warm side up there too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sunny, but the air temperature's cooler. It's just really
like
pleasant.
Like 10, 15 degrees cooler.
Yeah, seriously.
And that can be nice.
Seriously pleasant. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to it. So speaking of bugs, anything changing up there?
Yeah, we're kind of coming out of the spring season bugs, you know, the stones, the golden stones, the yellow sallies, and these and the betas are starting to taper off a little bit, but we also have a bigger version of the golden that's starting to come off now, and we'll be soon switching over into hoppers because, as you see, there's so many of them on the bushes, and as the summer goes along, they get bigger and bigger, and they fall in the water more often, and they're also seeing, fish are seeing less bugs in the in the food chain there throughout the week, so I mean throughout the day, so they start to look up more and more. So we'll go from the peak of our spring dry to our hopper season within the next couple weeks, and then we'll get into that time where we might want to take a, you know, a little bit of a time off the river, maybe check something else out.
Oh, just because of temperature and so on, just take a break. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at least in the middle of the day, maybe only fish an hour or two at either end of the day, just to try to be nice to the fish. They're not going to put up a hell of a fight anyway when that temperature.
That's the thing. I mean, you were saying water temp's already about 60.
Yeah, 65.
That's pretty warm.
Yeah, and so it's going to be even warmer then, and it won't even be good for them at that point. So, you know, we'll let everybody know when we get anywhere near that point.
Okay.
But as for anything else, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a ring, or if you want to book a trip, 509-429-7298, and also check us out at flyfishersproshop.com. MedHow Fishing Adventures keeps our blog up to date there, and we get you out there on the water, getting your fish on, too.
Many fish bites, if you got good bait, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, many fish bites, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it, baby gonna fish it, too.